The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Lord, be on my mind, be on my lips, and in my heart. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown down and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket and set it on a it is set on a lampstand where it gives light to the whole house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Today's Gospel is at the beginning still of Matthew, and it comes right after Jesus gives us the Beatitudes. Now, you know, prior to the Beatitudes and Jesus, we had the law in the Old Testament, the Ten Commandments. Jesus gives like a new law, which is the Beatitudes. And there's a difference. The Ten Commandments are like the minimum, whereas the Beatitudes give us the heights of what we're called to be, the way we're supposed to be into the world, the way Jesus wants his disciples to be. And so in today's gospel, just after that, he says that you are the salt of the earth, the light of the world. Salt, like I said at the beginning of Mass, transforms the dish, makes it better. But then he asks, what if the salt becomes flat? How does it become salty again? You see, Jesus needs us to be powerful instruments of transformation in the world. That's why he trained us and taught us. And that's why he called disciples and then sent them. But many of us Christians might be closer to just doing the minimum, fulfilling my obligations, not sinning greatly, and calling ourselves Christian, but it gives no witness. Jesus is asking us to be great, to be saints, to be bold, to be people that are so filled with him and reflect his light that they inspire others to follow Christ. In this world, there's people who work against God actively. There's people who work for God, but most of us are lukewarm in the middle, like salt that's become flat. Jesus wants us to be salt for the world, light for the world. And I was reminded two years ago, I went on a conference, and I saw a speaker that really impressed me. And the conference was focused, FOCUS, Fellowship of Catholic University Students. And they run campus ministries in your schools as universities and colleges. And they were putting on a workshop for leaders. And a person that came and talked was Jim Caviezel. Do you know who Jim Caviezel is? He was an actor that played Jesus Christ in The Passion. And he shared his story. He told us how during this movie, God allowed him to suffer and share in the sufferings of Christ. He was accidentally scourged and his back ripped open. He had pneumonia and hypothermia. He separated his shoulder and was struck by lightning while he was portraying Jesus. And he said this experience made him realize how much God has really done for us. And then he encouraged the crowd not to be lukewarm Christians, but to be salt for the world, and light. I wish I could take you there and show you what he said that day. Oh, can we do that?
Callings come when we least expect them. I remember mine vividly. I had this experience. I was 19 years old, sitting in a movie theater in my hometown of Mount Vernon, Washington. The movie had ended, and out there in the darkness, befriended only by my basketball in the adjacent seat, I had a sensation in my heart that made me think that I'm supposed to be an actor, that this is what God crafted me for, that this is what He wanted of me. Yes, my rational sense intervened. I knew nothing about acting, no agents, no managers. I can't memorize to save my life. Yet I had a conviction. I had a call. Cut to the spring of 2000. I was offered the role of Edmond Dantès in The Count of Monte Cristo. It was a new adaptation of the Dumas classic. Very stressful period. This is the first time I ever had to carry a film on my own, and here I was at what I long wanted to achieve, but I had no peace. Everything on that film was a battle. My character, Edmond Dantès, is unjustly imprisoned. While there, both in the book and in the film, he carves on the wall, "God will give me justice." With all the odds set against him, this one solitary man is committed to freeing himself and vanquishing evil, even the evil within himself. There is a wonderful scene between Edmund and a fellow prisoner, a priest, played by the great Richard Harris. In the pit of self-pity, in a moment of real despair, while the priest is on the ground dying, he turns to Edmond and says, "Your final lesson, do not commit the crime you now serve the sentence for. Remember, God saith, vengeance is mine." And I look down to him and say, "But I don't believe in God." He says to me, "It does not matter, Edmond. He believes in you." And he does. God loves each one of us personally, and He is there for us, even in our darkest moments of despair. After shooting Monte Cristo, I inexplicably get a call from Mel Gibson. My agent didn't call, my manager didn't call. I didn't know Mel Gibson. I wasn't politicking for the role because nobody knew it was happening. Mel Gibson wants me play Jesus Christ. He wants the guy with the initials of JC, who just happens to be 33 years of age, to play Jesus Christ. Is that a coincidence? I don't think so. Is your life a coincidence? Or is it all just a chance? Some of you may be miserable right now, confused, uncertain of the future, hurting. This is not the time to back off or to give in. When I was up there on the cross, I learned that in His suffering was our redemption. Remember, the servant is no greater than the master. Each of us must carry our own cross. There is a price for our faith, for our freedoms. I have been literally scourged, hit by the whips, crucified, struck by lightning. Yes, open heart surgery. That's what happens after 5.5 months of hypothermia. One day, during the shoot, my arm was wedged under that heavy beam when someone yanked it in the other direction. My muscles wrenched, my shoulder separated. I fell to the ground, dropped my head into the sand. This take now remains in the movie. In the later part of the film, Jesus experiences a shoulder separation. Well, I now know what that felt like. Every day I had to pick up that thing. It was like a penance. It ripped into my shoulder, tearing at my flesh. And with each passing hour, it got heavier. But had this been shot in a studio, you never would have seen that performance. The suffering made my performance, just as it makes our lives. Some of us now, and you know them, embrace a fake Christianity where it's all happy talk. I call it happy Jesus and glory. Guys, there was a lot of pain and suffering before the resurrection. Your path will be no different. So embrace your cross and race toward your goal. I want you to go out into this pagan world. I want you to have the courage to step into this pagan world and shamelessly express your faith in public. The world needs proud warriors animated by their faith. Warriors like St. Paul and St. Luke, who risked their names, their reputations, to take their faith, their love for Jesus into the world. God is calling each one of us, each one of you, to do great things, but how often we fail to respond, dismissing it as some mental blurb. It is time for our generation now to accept that call, the call of God urging all of us to give ourselves entirely to Him. To see that gentle hand guiding your path. But you first must make the commitment to start praying, to fast, to meditate on the Holy Scriptures, and to take the Holy Sacraments seriously. For we are a culture now in decline. A people in danger of succumbing to our excesses. Our whole world is entrenched in sin, and there in the quiet of our hearts, God is calling out to us, each one of us, to give ourselves entirely to Him. And how often we ignore Him, ignore that sweet call. The great saint of Auschwitz, Saint Maximilian Kolbe, said that indifference is the greatest sin of the 20th century. Well, my brothers and sisters, it is the greatest sin of the 21st century as well. We must shake off this indifference, this destructive tolerance of evil. But only our faith in the wisdom of Christ can save us. But it requires warriors ready to risk their reputations, their names, even our very lives, to stand for the truth. Set yourselves apart from this corrupt generation. Be saints. You weren't made to fit in. You were born to stand out.
That is today's gospel. Be salt for the earth, light for the world. We're called to be saints. And he said, the way to do it is to pray every day. We can't face the big challenges in the world unless we have the discipline to die to self and spend 10, 15 minutes meditating on the scriptures. We must receive the sacraments and grow so that we can transform the world. Just in closing, on our website is the full video plus another video where he shares his prayer life during that time on the film set. And I just want to share with you the last part. He said that in his prayer and fasting, which he was doing the whole time, Jesus was saying to him, "How much of me do you want the world to see in your performance?" And he answered, "Lord, everything." And he said it sounded to him just like that scene where James and John come up to him and said, "Lord, we want to be great in your kingdom." And Jesus says, "Can you drink the cup that I must drink?" And they respond, "Yes." And so he responded, "Yes." And during this shoot, the doctors told him that he was getting so sick that if he would continue, he would die. And in prayer, as he's carrying the cross, he says, "Lord, if I die, my life is in your hands. I trust in you." That's the type of death to self and commitment that it takes to live fully in Christ. It's a hard step to make, but it happens little by little, by falling in love with Christ in our prayer life, reading the Gospels and meditating on what he did for us on the cross, and asking him to help us to give ourselves totally to him.